Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, yeah. I was trying to call about missing issues that I have.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I called because my credit card information had changed, and I asked if she could assist me with issues that I was missing and when they would possibly ship, and she said that it didn't look like that I was missing any issues in my account status, and I just went through and did an inventory and found which ones it was I was actually missing.
Okay, yeah, if we ship them to you and they just didn't come, we do need to know which ones they are so that we can reship them.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Jackson.
And your zip code?
Say again?
Your zip code?
32225.
Thank you. One moment. So it's the DeLorean buildup?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know how many there are, but I like to process them one at a time. That way, if one of them is not currently in stock, they'll ship you the ones that are. What are the issue numbers?
63 through 66 is the big one because it was holding me up like crazy for those.
Okay, were those skipped?
I don't know if they were skipped. I don't have them.
Give me just a moment to make sure they weren't skipped. Because sometimes they'll advise you to skip something so that other stuff will ship, but if it doesn't get unskipped.
That's what I was asking her, and she said that there wasn't anything that had been missed.
Yeah. Bear with me just a moment. I don't want to load everything for reshipment, which will take a long time if it's just a matter of unskipping these issues.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I'm just waiting for that to load. It's taking its sweet time. Yeah, nothing's been skipped, so let me see when these were shipped out to you. Any outside of 63 through 66?
128.
Okay, that one is showing that it's on the list to go to you. So that one is, like, when I pulled up the skip issues, it has 128, and then I can't tell you from memory the other ones that it had on it, but they were all part of the extension.
Yeah, the most recent notification I got was for 140 to 143. Is what's in the mail right now.
Okay, well, I found 63 through 66. I have to wait for everything to load here, but lets me know the year I need to look in. And then again, 128 doesn't need to be reshipped. It's just, it should be coming out in your next regular shipment after this current one that's been announced. It's showing next.
And also, I was also confused with that because I know that I don't have much left yet. But I had requested to up it to 6 issues, and this one still shipped 4.
Well, I'm showing 4, and honestly, it's better to upgrade your frequency so that they're shipping more often with fewer issues, because that gives you a much less likely occurrence of one of those issues not being in stock. It's the same reason that I process reships, one at a time, so that if one of those issues is out of stock, you can get all the ones that are currently in stock.
Gotcha.
So do you have the magazine for these or just missing the issues?
No, I don't have any. I never got a box for it.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. Okay, so I processed 60. No. Just a moment. Okay, so we need 63, 64, 65, 66. And the magazines. Now, would you like me to lower it to 2 issues and then have it ship, every 2 weeks?
Sure. Yeah. There isn't much left.
Right. And when you get towards the end of the collection, honestly, it's better to up your frequency and reduce the number of issues per shipment, because your shipping and handling is charged the same regardless.
Okay. Was there something that dropped the price, though? Because I remember when I called, I was asking why I was paying like $14 an issue, and they updated it to where it's like $11 an issue or something. I don't know.
I would have to view the next shipment. Give me just a second here.
I don't know if it was because it was bundling so much, that's why the price was dropped or not.
No, that would have nothing to do with it. I do know that this collection has gone up in price since you signed up back then, but give me just a moment to see if it's even something that it'll allow me to process, because I don't, first and foremost, I need to get these reships handled. They're taking their sweet time, because I've got to load each year one at a time, and they're from 2019. And it won't let me do anything else. Okay, did we get there? Okay, and that's issue 63 and the magazine. Missing from delivery process. Yes. I'm not showing a discount. Give me just a moment to see if I can apply it. Okay, so I've applied a discount of $11.04. That's 20% off your last shipment, and then that should be your shipments of four are at $11.04 less than they were.
Okay.
And then you'll actually see like 22.08 off the next shipment, because that's a credit on your account. Otherwise, I can go ahead and force that $11.04 through as a refund.
Discount's fine.
Okay. All right. So I'm loading up to 2019 again. 63, I need 64, 65, and 66. I do apologize for how long this is taking.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, now 2019. All right. Okay, got 64. Oh my goodness, the system is so slow. There we go. Now we're going to get 65. Excuse me. We're in June of 2020. And still loading 2020. Oh my goodness, now 2019. Okay, we just have to do this one more time.
Okay.
Come on. Thank you. And we'll get 66 now. Just show all years. Okay. Oh my goodness, there they are. Just have to wait for everything else to load. Excuse me again. Obviously, you've been talking all day. I am just waiting it for it to load every issue we've ever sent you, ever. So. Okay, I think we're there. All right. So 63, 64, 65, and 66, and this is for, on each of these, it's for both the magazine and the issue itself.
Awesome.
All right. And after this reship processes, okay, I'm going to give you your cost per 4-issue shipment. Okay, I'm glad I did that because 63 is out of stock, but 64, 66, and 65 are not. So those will come out, and then 63 will follow once it gets back into stock. And a few next shipment, and show me that refund. While I'm waiting for that to load, I will go ahead and look and see if there's an ETA for issue 63. DeLorean. Okay. All right, so we get our next shipment of DeLorean issues on the 27th of February.
Okay.
Okay, and so now instead of $56.20 with the discount for 4 issues, it's $44.16.
Awesome.
I don't want to do anything until that one ships, so if you'd like to call back after you get that shipment notification, please do, and then we can, like I said, lower the issues per shipment, but then raise the quantity, or excuse me, raise the frequency of shipment, so we can have them send you 2 twice a week or 1 once a week, so that we don't have to worry so much about stock issues holding things up. And then this next shipment is going to have 144, 149, 150, and 151, as well as the DeLorean t-shirt. The next shipment is likely where they'll pick up with 128, and all I can imagine is that it was skipped at some point to let other shipments come through, because it's showing that we have that in stock as of February 6th, which is Saturday, which is why it's not coming out on this next shipment, because it was not in stock. So, yeah, in fact, what I'll do, your next ship date isn't until the 19th. Do you want me to, I was going to see if I upped it to 5, but I'd throw 128 on there, since that hasn't gone out yet, because I don't want it to go out of stock before you get another shipment.
Yeah, that's fine.
The next shipment. Excuse me. Okay. It's still a dollar less for 5 issues with that shipment, but doing that does not add 128, probably because it's not yet in stock. So what I'm going to do, since here's what I'll do. Okay, so if I set it to every 2 weeks, it'll move your next shipment up to the 9th. And then after that point, I can drop down the issues if you'd like. But that way we can ship this next one out and then process another shipment after issue 128 comes in stock, because that's not part of the extension. That's part of the original build. So it's something that you need more so, more quickly than you would the extension pieces.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
No, that should be about it.
All right, so we brought that price per issue down from $13.80 to $11.04 each.
Awesome. I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. You take care, and thanks for speaking with me here at Eagle Moss. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.